May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Here's the thing the Lord spoke to me about. It reminded me of something. And that is this. We've talked about this over the years, so you've heard this before. You know, when the Magi came, they were used to studying stars and looking for signs, spiritual signs. There's a real obscure one in the Old Testament that talks about the star. And it's always been fascinating to me that when they came and they said, we've come here to worship him. I'll just read this couple of verses. And after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, the Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. And even though it's projected in all the Christmas plays, this was not some big, huge star. This is a very obscure little sign in the heavens. And yet they saw the sign, and here are all these people in Jerusalem in the area. They knew this was a season when the Messiah might come. That's why when Herod heard this, he inquired of all the teachers, and they said Bethlehem, and that's when he had all the children slaughtered. Now, there were a lot of false messiahs being raised up during that time, and so it was a season ripe with the expectation that something might be happening. And yet, nobody saw that sign. Nobody saw the star. So the star's not like so big. They're like going, oh, you know that big old star that just showed up that we'd never noticed before? It was an obscure thing. It was an obscure thing, but they saw it. And they saw it for one simple reason. They were looking for it. And this passage from Luke about Simeon. In Luke chapter 2, it says in verse 25, it says, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, and he was looking for the consolation of Israel, the Messiah, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when his parents brought in the child Jesus to carry out for him the custom of the law, then he took him in his arms. They didn't announce to him, to Simeon, this is the Messiah. He was looking for him. When they brought Jesus in, he said he took him in his arms, he blessed God, and he said, now, Lord, thou hast let thy bondservant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. It's always fascinated me. Lord, you've let me see what you have prepared in the presence of all people. And if Jesus was prepared in the presence of all people, why did Simeon was the only one who saw him? And again, why the Magi were the only ones who saw the star? Because they were looking for Jesus. And when he says in the way this is sort of the sequence, in verse 25, and behold, so he's a righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And I believe that was the consequence, the Holy Spirit being upon him, because he was looking for Jesus. I believe one of the real prerequisites of living a life where the Holy Spirit's on you, not just in you, but he's now obviously noticeable on you. Like what's in you is now pouring out of your spiritual pores, and so he's on you, is that you're looking for Jesus in everything. Even a classic example would be this morning what happened to me. It never crossed my mind about the Applebee party. And then until I got over here and somebody who loves me reminded me of it. And so the feeling is, how do I make everybody happy? But what I found myself at some point, because I know I was going to do this word, just looking for Jesus in this situation. Because if you start looking for Jesus, if you're practicing his presence, then the Holy Spirit will be upon you and the circumstance and situation. That's true in life in general. You know, When we spend time in prayer, we're just looking for Christ. When we spend time in the Word, we're just looking to encounter Christ. We should look for Him in every circumstance and situation, whether it's warfare. Even if there's warfare, Jesus is still in the midst of all that. Remember in the storm, in the midst of this storm, and the guys think they're going to drown, they see Jesus, and Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, I am. I'm always present. I'm always present. Even if I didn't cause the situation, I'm always present." And the word "I am" that he says about himself, "I'm always present, I'm always available, and I'm always enough." And so no matter what goes on around us, if we look for Jesus, he's there. He may not be causing it, but he's there for us to encounter. He's there causing things to work together for good. He's there using things to accomplish his purposes. His purposes aren't subject. We're the ones who mess it up. Because even when there's warfare, it's because of our unbelief that the enemy seems to gain victories. If we could just see Christ in the midst of it, like what if when Jesus said, "Don't be afraid, it's me, I am," they just continue to be afraid and tried to save themselves. They may have all drowned. It's important that if we're going to practice the presence of Jesus, we look for Jesus in all things. Even the things that don't look good, don't seem right, don't feel good, seem to be a mess, Christ is still there, wanting you to encounter his presence, wanting you to trust his ability to bring forth glory. Light shines out of darkness. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.